Ticketed events in the city of Columbus may soon be taxed. The Greater Columbus Arts Council wants tickets for events like concerts and professional sports games to have a 7% tax to help fund local arts and maintenance at Nationwide Arena. But theater owners, independent artists, and citizens alike are divided on whether to implement the tax.
This meeting is designed for you, for us to hear from you.
The Greater Columbus Arts Council hosted its third and final public meeting about its proposed ticket tax this week. The GCAC's Jamie Goldstein explained most of the tax would go to help the arts.
We need to shore up our anchor institutions, and we need to be able to fund artists' programs year-round. Right now, we run out of money about halfway through the year.
Goldstein says the arts are underfunded in Columbus. The new tax would help double grant funding for artist grants. That tax would apply to admission for cultural events, pro sports, and movie tickets at venues like Ohio Stadium, the Schottenstein Center, and the Greater Columbus Convention Center. Ohio Revised Code forbids GCAC from applying the tax to high school and college sports games.
Our arts organizations are on board, Columbus Museum of Art, COSI, Franklin Park Conservatory. They're ready to stand with us on this, and they will be paying into the fee too.
But a group of independent artists and theater owners don't like the tax, especially the provisions for Nationwide Arena. Mike Ganadakis leads ART, Advocates for Responsible Taxation.
This is another Nationwide Arena bailout. The 7% tax will raise about $14 million a year from residents of Columbus and Franklin County, and it's just more money than is needed.
Ganadakis says another bailout because the arena is already getting public help. In 2012, the city and Franklin County agreed to use a portion of casino tax revenue to buy and operate the arena, but casino tax revenue is far below early estimates. The Arts Council argues the arena district would become blighted without the tax, but Ganadakis says the tax would put Columbus at a competitive disadvantage and might even push event organizers to other cities.
There's nothing that says the Arnold Classic has to be in Columbus. It could be in anywhere in the country or the world for that matter. Our hotels are packed for 4 days. Our restaurants are packed for 4 days because of the Arnold Classic.
He says Nationwide Arena should not be a part of the conversation.
If Nationwide needs money, and they might need money, why don't they charge their largest tenant rent? The Columbus Blue Jackets pays no rent, and they're the largest tenant that uses that facility more than anyone else.
Midwest Broadway Across America President Leslie Broker agrees.
I would encourage separating the arena. It seems very odd and strange to couple the two together and kind of put the arena on the backs of the going public.
Broker says a ticket tax would stop the growth of theater in Columbus.
The longer you perform, like Chicago where the shows sit down, they get the shows when they're brand new, when they're hot. And our goal is to get the shows to Columbus as fast as we can while they're popular.
Sally Peden lives in Columbus and attended the final public meeting on the tax proposal, but she doesn't have an opinion yet.
I'm here to hear the presentation about why we need to add this tax on to ticket fees and to hear from people that are in opposition so I can get a balanced perspective.
Short North stage director Tim Valentine supports the tax plan. He says his regional theater company would not exist without help from the Greater Columbus Arts Council.
We would not be able to exist and produce theater and make everyone laugh and have a great time at the theater for the last 8 years if it was not for the help of the city.
Short North Stage will benefit from the tax as a nonprofit arts organization. Valentine says he understands some organizations won't benefit directly, but hopes that they will still support the tax to help keep arts alive.
Columbus is a young, growing city with 1,000 people moving here every week, and so we have to have something to do, something that's outside of work and that makes life happy and exciting and brings fulfillment and something extra to you.
The Greater Columbus Arts Council will host one more forum for smaller players. The organization hopes to submit a proposal to City Council in September. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.